For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Cayman Islands government is notifying the public of Cayman Brac and Little Cayman that the static mobile voting locations for the Cayman Brac West and Little Cayman and Cayman Brac East electoral districts have changed. For Cayman Brac West and Little Cayman, the location is Old District Administration Building, 19 Kirkconnell Street. And for Cayman Brac East, the location is the recreational facility at 263A Steak Bay Road. The mobile voting stations will be open at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, April 25th, to accommodate mobile voters on Cayman Brac. Government wants to strengthen its relationship with United Kingdom parliamentarians. According to a request for proposals posted on the Bonfire Hub procurement website, the Cayman Islands Government Office in the UK wants a partner that will help Cayman build ties across political parties, party insiders, think tanks, NGOs, and the UK policy community. The successful bidder will be responsible for the creation of a strategic communications and engagement strategy, as well as services such as speech writing, hosting meetings with policy targets, and managing UK media relations and social media activity. The bidding documents make it clear that CIGO UK is not looking to outsource its work, rather it is looking to, quote, buy in resources to work alongside of and in collaboration with the CIGO UK team, filling expertise and capacity gaps. The RFP close date is May 15th. A man will stand trial next month for threats to kill and causing fear or provocation of violence. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks reports.
Matthew Grant appeared in summary court earlier today to face several charges, including one count of threat to kill, one count of causing fear or provocation of violence, one count of being drunk and disorderly, and one count of resisting a police officer. Mr. Grant entered a plea of not guilty to the charges. The details surrounding the incident remain limited, though it has been confirmed that the alleged events took place at a residential property. The complainant, who said to have a personal connection to Mr. Grant, is a woman known to him. The charges relate to an incident that reportedly occurred last year. During today's court proceedings, the Crown disclosed plans to call key witnesses in the preparation for the trial. These include the complainant as well as police officers who were involved in the case. Their testimonies are anticipated to shed light on circumstances surrounding the charges. The trial is expected to span a single day and has been scheduled to take place on the 23rd of July before Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez. In the interim, Mr. Grant remains on bail with strict conditions. He has been prohibited from contacting the complainant in any capacity as a part of the bail terms. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Stephanie St. John is scheduled to face a two-day trial in July on multiple charges of obtaining property by deception. The accusations relate to transactions made with a local food delivery service, which the complainant claims were unauthorized and unrecognizable. Ms. St. John remains on bail until the trial begins on July 29th. Another weak assessment for a local preschool. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Sister Janice's preschool is located in Georgetown and has been in operation for more than 25 years. During the February inspection, there were 61 children enrolled between the ages of 1 and 5. This is the preschool's first weak judgment after getting back-to-back satisfactory ratings in 2020 and 2023. Inspectors say as the center required a notice of concern to be raised with the Education Council, it will get a follow-through inspection within 6 months. The Office of Education Standards recommends Sister Janice's maintain, quote, strict adherence to all health and safety requirements, including vigilant supervision of children at all times, ensure effective leadership, which places a, quote, appropriate focus on children's achievement, and guarantee progress monitoring is, quote, valid, reliable, and accurate, and that the data is used effectively to support children's learning. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report online at oes.gov.ky. When Year 6 students return to school at Red Bay Primary after the break, they'll find three new classrooms designed to provide the space and resources needed to thrive academically and personally.
Today represents more than the opening of new rooms. It reflects our ongoing commitment to ensuring that every child has access to high-quality learning spaces. These classrooms are designed not just to accommodate students, but to inspire them, to help unlock their potential and spark their curiosity. We are proud to mark this milestone and grateful to all who have contributed in making this a reality.
The Premier and Deputy Premier were among the attendees at Wednesday afternoon's official handover. Premier and Education Minister the Honourable Juliana O'Connor Connolly says facilities are an important part of providing our children with a good education.
I want your children, my children, to be educated so they can go any part of the world and stand head and shoulders with the rest of the world. But yes, come back to Cayman as we nation build to make this a better place.
The classrooms will ensure the Year 6 students have their lessons in the same block, allowing for more collaboration as well as ensuring they have access to modern classroom tools like smart boards. A student of the Cayman Career Academy gains international recognition by securing third place in Division 1 at the Global Talent Beauty Cup. Crystal Garo enrolled in the Sodesco Diploma in Professional Nail Services program and made the CAA proud earlier this month in Chicago. Principal of CAA Jackie Tomlinson-Smith.
This is an outstanding achievement and a testament to the high caliber of training and student excellence at Cayman Career Academy. We're incredibly proud of Crystal and look forward to seeing her continue to excel in her professional journey.
CAA states Ms. Garrow's success marks a significant milestone for the Academy and showcases the potential of Caymanian talent on the world stage. Local creatives can get free legal services tomorrow as part of Cayman's World Intellectual Property Day observations.
World IP Day was designated by World Intellectual Property Organization in 2000 as the day to educate and promote IP awareness and the impact that it has on society. And this year's theme is IP and music. Feel the beat of IP.
Cayman Islands Intellectual Property Office's Caroline Nunez tells Radio Cayman's IP refers to creations of the mind, so things like books, music, art, branding, patents, and copyrights.
On Friday, we're offering free legal services, so if anybody wants to come and get some advice, I would assume a lot of people would take advantage to find out what they need to know about intellectual property. That starts at 11 o'clock and it goes till about 3:30. So we have a couple attorneys who are volunteering their time. They've been most generous to give back to the public.
That will be at the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development. To register, head to ciipo.ky. The National Trust of the Cayman Islands is hosting a fundraiser dedicated to saving our national treasures.
The event is on May the 3rd. It's at the Cayman Collection Center, which is the museum's facility in Northwest Point in West Bay, and it's from 6 until 8 p.m. Tickets, we've tried to keep affordable at $125, and that it does include some drinks, canapes, and most importantly, we have valet parking.
National Trust Director Frank Rolston says they are hoping to make a couple of important announcements on the evening. But until then, maybe hearing some of the raffle prizes attendees can score on the night will be exciting enough. Marketing Manager at the National Trust, Laura Butts.
At our event, our guests are welcome to enter a raffle. Tickets will be $25 per raffle ticket. If they spend $100 on raffle tickets, they'll get an extra one. There'll be a silent auction and a live auction. We have an amazing amount of prizes, over $18,000 in value. And that ranges from gift certificates, there's spa days, there's staycations, and artwork. Our key or focal piece in the live auction is a custom piece by Pam Lawrenson from Stoked. As part of her Melting Pop collection, the stunning artwork features a blue iguana comprised of a mosaic of local and international stamps. And this artwork is available at our live auction, so it's an incredible piece.
The event is all about taking care of Cayman's natural beauty, and you might walk away with quite the prize. What's not to love? If you want to snag tickets for the event, you can purchase them from the National Trust office located on South Sound or visit nationaltrust.org.ky. And that's your evening news for Radio Cayman. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.